Got a letter yesterday from a listener saying, my daughter is writing matric this year. Yesterday we received a letter from the school telling us that the Department of Education policy for the final exams is that, quote, candidates who miss an examination or examinations due to ill health will find that this sets them back a whole year, as their results will be incomplete. No exam equals no result, regardless of the circumstances. That's the end of the quote, and then the letter writer goes on, I believe that supplementary exams have also been pushed out to a date that will not help candidates to register for university based on that result. The school then warned matrics not to go to parties or clubs, and given what's happened after the tin roof gathering, you can understand why they would issue that warning. However, even if you contract COVID-19 at the shops or from a family member, my wife is a doctor, that will not help your case. What am I supposed to do with my daughter? Lock her in a room and slide pizza under the door for the next 2 months? The pressure that this year's matrics are under is enormous. The department has forged ahead with examinations covering the entire curriculum, despite students losing 5 months of face-to-face teaching. Brenna Hammond is the head of communication for the Western Cape Education Department and on the line to us now. Brenna, has the letter writer succinctly and correctly painted the picture about not appearing for an examination because of ill health?
Yes, he has most certainly, and that is the protocol and guidelines that we have received from DBE and which we have to follow for health and safety reasons.
Okay, and the supplementary exams are when?
They will be held in May, June of next year. As you probably remember, the supplementary exams were held generally in February, but that was changed by DBE to a later stage. And so therefore, the candidates that will miss that exam, they will not be resulted, but will be automatically put through to those exams in the May, June school year.
Which does mean that if you get sick and sickness happens, essentially you lose a year. You can't, if you want to go on to tertiary education, you can't, because by the time you get to write your supplementary exam and get the result back, no tertiary education institution is going to accept you. You'll have to wait for 2022.
Yes, that is very true, John. You know, when this discussion was held with National as a province, we made it very clear that we prefer the option of keeping it in February so that learners could at least try and apply for tertiary education in that same year. But with the delay now and having it in May, June, it does actually hinder their chances. For unless there is another program that starts in July, for instance, in the second quarter,
it doesn't strike me as fair, Brenna.
I know what you mean, John, and I think that's how we felt. We felt that it isn't fair, but it has always been protocol that learners that do not are unable to sit for an exam, be it a car accident, it could be for, you know, other medical reasons, not just COVID-19, that they would have to then write the supplementary exams the next year. That has always been protocol, but in this national pandemic, this has been included on that list for obvious safety reasons.
Do you know whether there are any discussions with tertiary education institutions asking them to consider people with an incomplete matric record, and the incompleteness of the record being because COVID-19 made them miss an exam and so rendered them incapable of getting a complete matric result? Because that would seem to be a reasonable compromise, yes, under the circumstances.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not aware of the, in terms of those that haven't been resulted as a result of COVID-19, those discussions would happen on a national level. But I am aware that there were discussions regarding the exams, because obviously the matric exams are held later this year. They only start on the 15th of November as opposed to the 15th of October. So we were already concerned about these year's matrics and tertiary institutions.
Because the results are due out late in January, if I remember correctly.
I would say more February, yes, okay. In February.
Okay. All right.
So then we've already had discussion. I know there's been a discussion at the national level in terms of accommodating learners because of that delay for this year's cohort of matric learners that have been resulted. But with regards to any of them that are writing the supplementaries, the same would apply to this year if we had the supplementaries in May, June, which we didn't have because of the lockdown. So all those candidates have even been pushed out 6 months later for themselves as well, and they will be only be writing now at the end of this year. So generally we have about 55,000 candidates that we will be writing our grade 12s with our part-time candidates. But this year now we've got 95,000 candidates writing, because it also includes those that had applied for supplementary. So their prospects of getting their results in June have now even been delayed further.
Brona Hammond, Head of Communications for the Western Cape Education Department.